Okay, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We continue the discussion on verse 19 from Surah Al-Baqarah. So the preponderating opinion is that there is no metaphor in the Quran originally, because the meaning of the verses are understood in their context, and this is very, very critical matter. I wish that you give it really your utmost attention, that the meaning of the verses are understood in the context, and that the reality of speech is what is denoted by the context, by the contest itself. Even though the words may be used outside their original state, but even then the real meaning is what denoted in the context itself, in the context where the word is used. And this will be the real meaning, the true meaning. It will not be called metaphoric. And from the great evidences that prevent metaphor in the Quran is that from the marks of metaphorism or metaphor is the correctness of its negation, and it can be negated, and this cannot be the case. You cannot negate anything in the Quran. There is nothing in the Quran where can be negated. So this is a very important and critical matter concerning the verses in the Quran, that the preponderating opinion is that there is no metaphor in the Quran, and that the verses are on their true and real meaning, and this meaning is denoted by the context of each in each place. Back to the statement now of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about them, giving the second parable. Can we have that? Or the like of a rainfall from the sky, wherein is darkness, thunder and lightning. What they do, they thrust their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap. These thunderclaps are known for their effects. These are firebolts that originate from the lightning. If it hits someone or something, it burns it. And so often it falls on trees like date palms. I mean, this is in here, it's witnessed, and it really burns them. And you see in them, in their effects, the fire and the smoke. And sometimes it falls on the houses and destroys them, because it's a firebolt, a mass, a fire mass. That moves very intensely, strongly and fast, and it has air which it pushes in front of it. So what they do, for fear of death, they put their fingers in their ears, fearing death. But they are not going to be saved by such protection, by such action. And you know that animal which, if it sees the the hunter, it will put its head in the sand lest he sees it. Do you know of that animal? Do you know of it? The ostrich. This ostrich thinks that if it doesn't see the hunter, she will be saved. And similarly, those who put their fingers in their ears from the thunderbolts are not saved by such an action if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to strike them with it. That's why Allah said, Wallahu, at the end of the verse, Allah said, but Allah ever, Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin, but Allah ever encompasses the disbelievers. So their precautionary matter will not avail them. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the intensity of this, of these thunders, and that they run away from it, they can't tolerate it, they can't take it, they will put their fingers in their ears, then he subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear the intensity of the light upon them, where he said, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, the same verse, or the rather the second verse, please, verse 20. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ, the lightning almost snatches away their sight, meaning swiftly turning them blind because of its strength and the weakness of their sight. Whenever it flashes for them, they walk therein as if they are taking the opportunity of the lightning. They can't wait, they want to make use of it. Whenever it lights up, even very little, they will walk therein. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ, وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and when darkness covers them, why? Because if the light is taken away, is extinguished and taken away, then what occurs from darkness after that is more intense. So they stand still then. You know, they stand still now. And if Allah willed, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and if Allah willed, He could have taken away their hearing and their sight without this thunder, without this lightning, because Allah is all able to do everything. He is able to take their hearing and their sight without causes, without thunders, without lightning. Certainly Allah has power over all things. This example, this similitude now applies on whom? Upon hypocrites who didn't believe originally. Meaning they originally before were kafirs, were non-believers, like the Jews. Because the hypocrites, some of them are from the Arabs, from the tribe of Al-Khazraj and Al-Aus, and from them were Jews from the children of Israel. The Jews never tasted faith because they are originally in kufr, on state of kufr, but they pretended Islam, fearing from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after Allah gave him victory in the battle of Badr in Ramadan. So they are not on guidance, like in the case of the earlier ones, the hypocrites in the first example, in the first similitude, who kindled a light or who kindled a fire, and some of the light, they had some of that light, then after that they turned away. However, in this second similitude, these originally, those in the second similitude, originally they were kafirs in darkness originally. So this similitude, the second one, this verse 20 or verse 19 and 20, is not the same as of the first one, and this refers to another people. And as you know, the hypocrites are different types without any doubt. What about the thunderbolts? These in the Quran exemplify the warning and fear. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the hypocrites in another verse, in 63 in their surah, in their chapter which is special for them, 40, يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. Okay, and when you look at them, their bodies please you, and when they speak, you listen to their words. They are as blocks of wood propped up. They think that every cry is against them. And what about the lightning? That is the nur of Islam. This is the light of Islam. But however, this light is not continuous. The light of the lightning disappears in a moment. Flashes. So faith did not enter the hearts of those people in the beginning, originally, and they never thought of it. Rather, they see of this great light from this lightning and benefit from it for the walk that they take and use it to see in their walk. And then they stand still when the light is taken away. And similarly, this lightning is about to take their sight, because they don't see the light which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought forth, because of their arrogance and their envy. Because of their arrogance and their envy, they envied that the Prophet comes from the Arabs. They envied that, and this envy made their sight, they made them blinded. It made them blinded. It was so intense they could not overcome it. So therefore, the preponderating opinion that these two similitudes apply to two different types of hypocrites. Now, if someone comes and say, how can we say concerning the first similitude that Iman entered their hearts, the similitude of those who kindled the light or the fire? The answer, we say yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Munafiqun in chapter 63 verse 3, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَطُبِعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ That is because they believe, then disbelieve, therefore their hearts are sealed, so they understand not. فَطُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. So they understand not. And this indicates that they, in the beginning they believed, then they disbelieved after that, because iman, faith, did not settle in their hearts, and their heart was not enlightened by it. Rather, it was a flash which went off quickly. Otherwise, if faith would enter truly the heart, then by the will of Allah it will not leave it. And that's why Heraclius, the leader of the Christians of the Byzantines in his times, when he met Abu Sufyan, you know, Abu Sufyan was an unbeliever then, and the great conversation took place between him and Abu Sufyan concerning the Prophet and his qualities, and about those who enter Islam. He asked Abu Sufyan, Heraclius, the Byzantine Christian, he asked Abu Sufyan, فَهَلْ يَرْتَدُّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ صَخْطَةً لِدِينِهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ فِيهِ. Does anyone from his companions or anybody amongst those who embrace Islam become displeased and renounce the religion afterwards from his companions? Abu Sufyan said no. So Heraclius, what did Heraclius say? وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانُ حِينَ تُخَالِطُ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ. Abu Sufyan said, Heraclius responded, and in fact this is the sign of a true faith, when its delight enters the hearts and mixes with completely. However, the shaky-baky faith, which does not take hold of the heart, this is where it is feared for its holder. The benefits. First, the benefits of these two verses. The threat to the non-believers that Allah is encompassing them. Secondly, that the intense lightning snatches the sight, and that's why man is called not to look at the lightning when it takes place, because it may snatch his sight. Thirdly, it is from the nature of man that he keeps away from that which may destroy him. Why? Because Allah described them as وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا, and if it covers them, the darkness covers them, they stand still. They stand still. They are fear. They have natural fear of destruction, of being destroyed. Fourth, the fourth benefit is affirming the mashi'a of Allah, affirming the will of Allah. Because Allah said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. If Allah had willed, Allah would have taken their hearing and their sight. And from the fifth benefit, or the fifth benefit, is that man should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal to make him enjoy his hearing and his sight. And in the famous invocation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَتِّعْنَا بِأَسْمَاعِنَا, enjoy us in our hearing, O Allah, وَأَبْصَارِنَا, and our sight, وَقُوَّتِنَا, and our strength, مَا أَحْيَيْتَنَا, as long as you keep us alive. And from the benefits is that from the names of Allah is that He has power over all things. He is qualified with that. And from the points of benefit, that the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. He is able, all able, to bring existence of the non-existing. And render the existing non-existent. And changing the good to bad and the bad to good. And other than that. And we stop here. And we continue inshallah tomorrow, verse 21. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.